Now, tonight down at the Tuning Fork, there's a very special event. Lucy Dacus is playing down there, and she's also joined us in the studio.
What a strange coincidence.
Hey, doing well.
Are those, we haven't checked, are those headphones loud enough?
Yeah, I can hear everybody.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, we're good.
Well, we thought we might play one of your tunes, and then we'll come back and have a chat and talk about life on the road and your music and that sort of carry on.
Yeah, sure.
So, this is Addictions.
Freeze frame, tidal wave.
Lucy Dacus right there with Addictions. Lucy, you're saying you you're playing that song currently in
your
set? Yeah,
we play it every night.
What's it about?
It's about being addicted to people. I'm really afraid of addiction, so I don't drink like coffee and I try not to drink too much, and I'm really lame and I don't really do very many drugs, but I do get addicted to people. Not really as much anymore. Actually, once I wrote the song, I was like, oh, I do that. I should stop.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I guess if you're playing it often enough, kind of remind you to
chill out.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any people in your life that you're most addicted to?
Honestly, at this point, no. Once I figured out it was a problem, I was like, I need to be self-sufficient. I don't need anybody. But I mean, I'm with my band every single day, so if I can get like band withdrawal when we're not on tour, which is kind of cute.
Very nice. You have been on the road for a little while, about a month mm-hmm. or so. Where have you been, and like what's been the places you've stopped in and played?
We did 3 weeks in the U.S. It was like a lot of East Coast. Played like D.C. and Philly, and we did like Nashville, and then we went to Australia for the very first time. Mm-hmm. Played Sydney and Brisbane and Melbourne.
The big ones, the three big
ones. Yeah, they're really good. I feel dumb saying Melbourne.
Why?
Because it's like Melbourne. Saying the R, but if I do it in an accent, it's corny. But if I say it the way I say it, it's corny. So there's really no winning.
Melbourne.
What do I say? Melbourne.
No R.
Melbourne.
Whatever's going to piss the Australians off the most. Eh? Uh-huh. That's what we're all about here in New Zealand, apparently.
Yeah. Screw them.
Did you play any festivals over there, or were they all sort of small venues?
We played a festival, a small festival called By the Meadow, which
they festival really well, don't they?
I'm a little bit jealous
of their festivals, to be honest.
I want to play more. The one we played was so sweet, though. It's like these brothers throw it, and they threw it for their each of their 21st birthday parties, and they were like, well, we just love doing it, so they do it every year.
How old are they now?
26 and so, or 27, 28, I think.
I know.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool.
What was it called?
By the Meadow. Yeah.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Now, you've had a couple of days off in New Zealand. Any highlights from our shores so far?
Yeah, we stayed in Kawakawa Bay at an Airbnb. We got this place that had like a grill. We grilled. We put shrimp on the Barbie, if you can believe it. We just like leaned so hard into the cliche. Sorry, everyone. It wasn't even my choice. But...
That's when you chuck another shrimp on the Barbie. That's when it starts to really kick in.
Oh, so next time, maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Now, you've had a couple in the day or two off you've had down here. You spent some time with the Beths.
Yeah.
And I was sort of half listening to what appeared to be quite an interesting conversation off air, where we were talking about, or you and Big Hungry were talking about some of the vintage gear.
You wanted to take a vintage Jansen home.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of, it's probably worth mentioning again, your thoughts on like artist attraction to vintage gear and trying to chase that elusive sound.
Yeah, I feel like I meet a lot of people who early on they want to get the most expensive thing, like in the newest thing, assuming that it'll be the best possible thing. But I know a bunch of producers that just want old broken stuff. Because it just sounds cool.
You could be the only one with it. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I have another band called Boy Genius, and we recorded at the studio called Sound City, which is like kind
Far
of a
out.
Hallowed. Yeah, it's
awesome.
It's where like Nirvana and Fleetwood Mac record everything. But it recently was taken over by Tony Berg and Blake Mills, who are both great. But they have like this guitar that's battery powered, and they only use it when the battery's
like
low.
Like D batteries and stuff? Or?
I don't know what type of battery.
Oh, wait, no, it'll be an active pickup in there or something like that. So it's like a dying battery kind of.
Yeah,
bust,
dying battery. And they only use it when it's dying and it sounds shitty.
Man.
And that's kind of, can I say shitty on
that? Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Fuck yeah, you can say shitty. Yeah, that's good. There's a similar thing with fuzz boxes. Like a lot of people like a dying battery sound
like
in the fuzz box.
Ones, yeah.
I'm actually, this is really interesting. Sound City, what was that experience like? Because I mean, we've seen it on TV, we've seen it in the movies over here. We don't really have access to studios like that. So it's still going, because I thought Dave Grohl had bought the desk from Sound City. Did that happen, or?
I don't know what Dave Grohl did or didn't do.
Yeah. Great answer.
But I...
A Melbourne's fan.
But it's been bought recently, so it was owned by some guy that nobody liked, and he was almost going to like bulldoze it or turn it into a museum or something. I don't know, but it was basically saved, is how people feel, by Tony and Blake. And we were in the B room, and it was very... I guess it was intimidating... But we didn't really have time to be intimidated because we only have 4 days to make something. And
did it smell rank?
No, it was actually quite nice.
Sweet.
Well, I'm curious, what is there anything particularly magical about it?
I asked about the smell, John.
Why do you think so many great records have come out of that space?
I think it's always been the people working there. And the room is really nice. Like, the A room is massive. And it's got... I mean, it's been a template for other studios. Like, our studio that we record at in Nashville for My Records has, like, the same soundproofing on the walls that is actually what elementary schools in the 60s used for the ceiling. So that's just what they have. Like, these white
perforated
squares.
Kind of
yeah,
tile.
Perforated, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, I think that everybody looks to it architecturally and historically, but I don't know. I try not to get too caught up in things like that because I don't want to go and like...
There's no time.
There's not much time, and you gotta like do you. You can't always...
What
like,
did you record there?
We recorded Boy Genius, my EP with my friends, so, Julian and Phoebe.
Are you guys, Boy Genius still happening?
Yeah, we have one show. We're playing Woodstock 50.
Oh, wow.
What does that mean? What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Yo, what does it mean?
What is it? Okay, well, you know Woodstock?
Yeah, like, I know, but festival? I'm just like, they've tried this before, and I don't think it went down very
some
well.
Of them were
no.
great.
Oh,
some,
really?
Some of them were great, and then some of them were totally pants, like Limp Bizkit and stuff
Woodstock
like that.
Woodstock 99 was like a nightmare. Didn't it burn down?
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it
so
burned
I'm
down.
Just like, what does it mean when
there's
another
a little
one?
Bit, yeah, we're a little bit scared, but... I'm honestly just glad, like, that's the thing in the future that keeps us a band. Like, that's the only thing we have planned, but we're just going to hang out. I'm actually flying straight from here to see them in 3 days in Nashville. Phoebe's playing with her other band, Better Oblivion, and we're going to get matching tattoos.
Mint.
Yeah.
With Woodstock 50, when is that happening? I think I had a quick look at the lineup. It looks pretty good. And it looks like they might, you know, sort of pull one out of the hat for that.
Yeah, it's mid-August, and we're the last day, but we might go to the other days. Yeah.
Do you think people get quite as wild as they did?
How do you mean, John? What are you saying? What do you mean?
What do you
will
mean
it be
wild?
A responsible?
How do you mean, John? What are you saying? What do you mean?
He's dragging you.
No, look back to let's get back to what Lucy's actually here for. Let's talk about, are you playing Tuning Fork tonight?
Yes.
That's a very safe venue. It sounds absolutely fantastic down there.
Cool.
It's precariously placed next to a massive venue.
I noticed that.
But it's
a great room, and they've got an awesome PA in there, so it should sound good once you've got some people in the room.
And you're jamming with Being as well. Is it solo? Being doing solo? Nice. Jasmine will hold it down. She's fantastic as well.
Everyone tells me she's great. I haven't met her yet, but I'm excited to.
Right on.
Now, someone did text in earlier and was like, what time do things kick off? The doors are at 7. Jasmine, aka Being, is at 8, and Lucy, you're performing with your band at 9. So nice and early.
What's the band consist of?
Me playing the guitar and singing, and then Jacob Blizzard, that's his real name.
Lizard, did you say?
Blizzard.
Okay, cool.
Like
that's actually
storm.
Somehow
with
better.
Z?
It's really good. Blizzard, yeah.
Okay.
One Z, actually.
One Z.
Yeah, he rules. Ricardo Lagomasino on drums, he also rules. And then Dominic Angelella on bass.
They've all got great names.
He truly rules also.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
Should we go out on this French number that you've gone and
sure.
whipped up?
Yeah.
What's the deets on this? Because it's a whole other language. I don't
speak. Yeah. I did not write the song. The French is Edith Piaf and the English is Louis Armstrong. But I've always loved both versions. And they're both kind of like sleepy, the originals are. Okay. But I get so pumped listening to them. I made this like upbeat version that's kind of cute.
Hey, Lucy, thanks so much for coming along. Oh, should we get a little voice ID? Is that the vibe? John's pointing up to the thing.
Ad-lib a little bit.
I appreciate it at all.
Ad-lib?
You can be like, say whatever you want.
That was all going real well, man.
Like, I'm just supposed to say that. I'm supposed to say
that's
are...
That's the name of the radio station.
Here we are, listening to 95 BFM. Yeah.
And I'm Lucy Dacus.
Oh, God damn
You're
it.
Not Lucy Dacus. Chill out.
Okay.
What?
Hi, I'm Lucy Dacus, and you're listening to 95 BFM. Yay. Okay.